The Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. And online at WGNSradio.com. If it's passed, bounced, or hit, we're talking about it. All Sports Talk is on News Radio WGNS.
All Sports Talk is sponsored by Good Neighbor State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel, Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, First Bank, Fat Willie's Sports Bar on River Rock Boulevard in Murfreesboro, Parks Auction Company, Greg Hall with Hall's Auto Care, and the Blue Raider Insider Report is sponsored by Mike Tansel and My Team Insurance, Steve Ruckert with RAI Advisors, and Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.
We put the all in all sports talk. From the preps to MTSU, we've got you covered. It's All Sports Talk on Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to All Sports Talk, a Tuesday edition. Beautiful day in the borough. Looks like we're going to have good weather most of the week, all week, where we can complete the regular season of spring sports. Hard to believe, as all the tournament action will begin next week. One thing I'll say that is not beautiful is the pollen. The tree and the grass pollen is brutal, and you throw some wind in there, makes it even worse. So if you hear me hacking, forgive me. All right, well, speaking of high school sports, just about every race and every sport is coming down to the wire. I can tell you tonight, we've got, baseball, Central Magnet at Giles County, Siegel with Blackman. Siegel's still in the hunt, but they're a game back of Riverdale. Smyrna at Laverne, MTCS at Rockville, MTCS. Congratulations to them. They won a one-run game to clinch their district title yesterday. Riverdale at Oakland, huge. Riverdale a game ahead of Siegel. If they win two of these three games against Oakland this week, they will win the regular championship. More importantly, they'll earn the number one seed and an automatic bid to the region tournament. Whoever has the best record will host. All right, we got Stewart's Creek at Laverne, and we've got Harpeth at Eagleville. In softball today, I think Oakland and Siegel are tied. We've got Riverdale at Blackman, Central Magnet at Lipscomb Academy, Eagleville at Community, Laverne at Stewart's Creek, MTCS at Rockville, Oakland at Nolensville. That's not right. MTCS is not at Rockville. Rockville's at Siegel. You'll hear that right here on WGNS at 5:30, so we've got an abbreviated program. In soccer tonight, it's Rockville at Blackman, Riverdale at Oakland, Central Magnet at Siegel. I think Siegel, Rockville, Riverdale are all tied. Maybe even Oakland. So a lot to play for there going down the stretch. Last night in baseball, Central Magnet 11, Giles County nothing, Eagleville 10, Moore County nothing, Columbia Academy 22, PCA 2. Softball was Stewart's Creek 7, Cookeville 4, Lawrence County 7, Central Magnet 4. And the district north of us, region district north of us, Stewart's Creek and Smyrna are tied in the league standings. So, there we go. All right, MTSU baseball. Not good news. They lost all three games at Sam Houston last weekend. And what's weird, with the exception of one game, Middle got good pitching, but did not hit a lick. Sam Houston 4, MTSU 3. That was Friday. Saturday game was 13-1, and Sunday's was 3-2. So Middle could only scratch what, 6 runs in 3 games. They won't get it done. So this week, tonight, Middle's at Austin Peay, and Friday through Sunday, Western Kentucky comes to town. The standings: Western Kentucky 11-4, La Tech 8-4, FIU 10-5, Liberty 9-6, Dallas Baptist 7-5, Sam Houston 7-8, New Mexico State and Middle 4-11, and Jacksonville State 3-9. So, tough weekend. That's the first time Middle's been swept this year. All right, a couple golf notes. Nelly Korda won her 5th straight LPGA tournament. It's only been done twice. That was by Nancy Lopez and Annika Sorenstam, so two Hall of Famers. And Scottie Scheffler goes back-to-back. After winning the Masters, turn around, won by 3 shots in the RBS Heritage for a 3-shot win, as I said. He's won 4 of his last 5, and the one he didn't win, he finished runner-up. So, both of them are on fire. Braves baseball. Braves got a big lift from Bryce Elder last night. 6 2/3 innings, shutout ball. The Bravos went on ahead and won 3-0 over Miami. They need to keep winning, because Philadelphia doesn't lose. They shut out the Reds. Their pitching has been unbelievable. The Braves has been up and down. And, you know, so, you know, it's early. Everybody's got about 23 to 25 games in under their belts. Baltimore and New York are atop the National League East. Toronto's a couple back, Boston a couple back, Tampa Bay 3.5. That is a brutal division. Cleveland 16-6, already 3.5 up over Kansas City. Detroit's 3.5 back, Minnesota 7.5 back, and the White Sox are 3-19, and they're already 13.5 games out. I mean, they're done. I mean, they are absolutely done already. We're not even done with April. In the West, Texas 12-11. Braves took 2 out of 3 over Texas after sweeping Houston. Seattle's a game back. The Angels are 2.5 back. The A's are 3 back. And Houston's 5 back. Houston only 7-16. In the East, in the National League, the Braves are 15-6. Phillies 15-8, a game back. The Mets 3.5 back. Washington 5 back. And the Fish, Miami, 10.5 back. In the Central, good race. Milwaukee 14-7. Cubs 13-9. Game and a half back. Cincy 2.5 back. Pittsburgh 3 back. And the Cardinals 5 back. In the West, the Dodgers 13-11. But, you know, with that payroll, they haven't been nothing extraordinary. They're going to be, I would say, throughout the long haul. San Diego only 0.5 game back. Arizona 2, San Fran 2, and Colorado 7.5. NBA playoffs, 2 strange games last night. Lakers led by 20. And got beat by Denver 101-99. Of course, this day and age, when it seems like everybody on the court can hit a 3-pointer, you know, erase the game. But the Lakers really just blew that game. Jamal Murray hit a shot at the buzzer. And Sixers blew one at New York. They led by, 6 with 26 seconds to go and got beat. NHL playoffs. Nashville at Vancouver tonight, 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. It's a late game. They're down 1-0 in their series, so they better win tonight. All right, you're listening to All Sports Talk. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low T. Be sure to schedule your health assessment at Low T Center. For established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments with an average payment of $150 a month cash pay, including labs and medication. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Farrah Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high-quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Whether you need general vehicle upkeep and maintenance or a complete vehicle overhaul, Hall's Auto Care is here for you. We're locally owned and operated by Greg Hall and have been in business since 2014. You'll get excellent service and trustworthy advice with Hall's Auto Care. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. We're ready to help get you safely on the road. Hall's Auto Care, 907 Ridgely Road, just off Broad Street behind Chili's. Online at hallsautocare.net. Hall's Auto Care.
With the service you get from State Farm, you might think our car insurance costs more. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. Give me a call at 615-893-1417 and let me show you with discounts up to 40%, you may find it even costs less. At State Farm, when home and auto works as a team, you score and save money. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. Give me a call at 615-893-1417 and let's work together to win big by saving money on home and auto.
Hey, if you're looking to wind down after a hard day's work or enjoy a night out with your friends, let me suggest Fat Willie's Sports Bar and Grill, located on River Rock Boulevard. Fat Willie's features 9 regulation pool tables, steel tip darts, and buzz time trivia and poker. The beer prices are excellent, and they have a huge selection, as well as 5 craft beers on tap daily. Fat Willie's also has your favorite bar foods. Live trivia is held every Tuesday night, and pool tournaments are held throughout the week. So if you're looking for a cozy and affordable sports bar with all the amenities, be sure to check out Fat Willie's on River Rock Boulevard next to the Animal Center.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to All Sports Talk. This portion brought to you by First Bank, where the bank remains true to its ideals since founded in 1906. That's First Bank. All right, the NFL drafts at Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. First round Thursday, Friday, rounds 2 through 2 and 3, and then the rest of them are on Saturday. Who do the Titans take with the first pick? Joe Alt, or will the Chargers take him? Joe Alt was from Notre Dame. He is the top-rated. He's a unanimous All-American. He's the top-rated overall pro football focus graded lineman at 90.7%. And he only allowed one sack on 740 pass-blocking attempts since 2002. It's pretty incredible. Yeah, I think a left tackle, yeah, I think you got to go there. I know some other people were hoping. I mean, the Titans have made some good acquisitions, but this is not a one-year, and the Titans' woes are solved. So you got to start with that core up front. You got Culberson, you got Skoronski. If you're able to get Alt from your center all the way to your left tackle there, you've got three guys I think you can really depend on. And then, you know, hope you can plug holes or one of the younger guys will make big strides this year. Who knows? All right. Interesting. The NCAA Division I Board has approved legislation to allow instant eligibility for all multi-time transfers. Now, if you remember, it was that way. Then they said you could only do it once or you'd have to sit out a year. They backtracked on that. New guidelines go into effect immediately. In addition to that, the NCAA board passed new rules allowing universities to help athletes find NIL contracts. In exchange, athletes would be required to disclose any NIL of more than 600 to their schools. The rule would be the first step in the NCAA trying to create transparency for athletic departments regarding their players' financial institution. I don't know if I can do that or not. NCAA is facing a number of lawsuits, significant ones, that could fundamentally shift the organization. Among them are cases to force revenue-sharing television contracts with players, declare players employees of universities, a decision on whether the NCAA can limit NIL compensation. I don't think they can do that based on the Supreme Court's ruling. I mean, they ruled you can go get your deals. I just don't know how they can do that. Now, as far as I know, you got the right to make as much money as you want. Okay, the Tennessee Sports Writers Association, they've announced all their winter sports all-state players. Got quite a few from Rutherford County. Boys basketball, we have Carter Webb from Siegel, Landon Bryant from Laverne, Judson Bjornstad of PCA, and Preston Wade of PCA. In girls basketball, we have Daisy Gale of PCA and Anna Clay Shirley at Middle Tennessee Christian. Bowling, we had two, Mateo Quintero of Stewart's Creek, a freshman, and senior Josh Morgan of Smyrna. In wrestling, Eagleville racking up, and Blackman for that matter. From Eagleville, Jacob Pennington, Brody McLemore, Thomas Solomon, Houston Redding. In Class AA, Andrew Workman, Blackman, Sabron Colson, Blackman, Chase Creakey, Siegel, Eslan Nadu, Blackman, Thomas Rubio, Blackman, Blaze Meeks, Blackman, and I believe that's it. So, congratulations to all those athletes. And again, we are just a little over 3 weeks from spring fling, where 4,500 athletes will converge on the borough with their fans and their parents, bringing in buku money for the Rutherford County. Hotels will be packed, restaurants will be packed, the malls will be packed, and of course, the roads will be packed. So get ready for that. Traffic's pretty brutal anyway, just about any given day. So you can expect more of the same moving forward. Of course, we talked a little bit about this week. The Blue Raiders have got two guys coming in from the portal. Guard Jalen Counter, about a 40% three-point shooter. Averaged 14 points and 3 assists a game for IUPUI last week. He was an all-conference player in the Horizon League. Alex Oglesby, coming to MTSU. He's a 6'5 guard. Transferred from Stetson. He's played.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS has been brought to you by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel. Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates. First Bank, Mike Tansel with My Team Insurance. Parks Auction Company, Greg Hall with Hall's Auto Care, Steve Ruckert with RAI Advisors, Fat Willie Sports Bar, J. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.